Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, I was just thinking about the Jumpstart I did yesterday, wherein I talked about the church that the complaint-free movement began in and how the church ultimately turned against me. But then again, they turned against every minister previous to me except for the founding minister. So that was just their modus operandi. I just thought I was somehow above it. And today, the reason I'm laughing is I'm going to share something else with you, which some of you may know. And it ties in with our discussion of If by Rudyard Kipling. And it was something, probably one of the most painful things happened to me in the last 5 to 10 years. And that was when I discovered that the man who had been working with me and doing the complaint-free movement had been stealing from us since almost the very, very beginning. It had stolen $250,000. And worse than that, what he had done was he had lied to me about how involved and active people were in this. See, we had two different sort of areas of expertise, and we worked on them. And neither one of us got paid anything by the complaint-free movement. I got paid for writing books and also doing speeches. But I also was the public face of it. I was in all of the newspaper. I did all the interviews, et cetera, et cetera. He ran all the business part. He did the fulfillment of orders and the filing of taxes, well, or taking care of taxes, which I thought, but he wasn't doing that. Anyway, he had all these systems in place, none of which I knew anything about. So what he did was basically just lie to me for a decade almost of how many people were actually getting bracelets. It was a lot more than I knew, and so much more. And I bring all of this up because we are up to or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. This is from Rudyard Kipling again. This is If that we're doing. And this gentleman who stole the money from the complaint-free world not only stole the money, which is a felony, but he also blew everything up because we had all these systems in place, which we did, but they were his systems. And so now, with everything else I was doing, it became incumbent upon me to literally go back and rebuild every single system. I had to take a bracelet and weigh it and figure out the best way to get it to people and the best way to describe it and the best way to fulfill it and the best way to put it on the internet and how are we going to take money and how are we going to, who is going to physically put them in and take them. And I literally, all of a sudden, this all got put on me because he was not going to teach me his systems and I didn't really want anything that he still could have had access to. And I was so low there for about 6 months. I felt the weight of the world on me because I had people still wanting complaint-free bracelets, and I didn't really understand how to fulfill them, how to get them out. And I was trying to learn Infusionsoft, which is the program we use. Some people have called Infusionsoft Confusion Soft, saying that it's very, very difficult to use. And I had to learn it. I had to fly to Phoenix and take classes on it and everything. So at some point, everything we give our life to gives broken. I mean, the complaint-free world was my life for a decade, and then I realized it was broken. And then I had to stop and just completely rebuild it. And I'm just now, after, it's been almost 3 years, starting to feel like we've got everything working and humming and doing much better than it ever was. I'm sure that's happened for you. Not the same situation, but at some point, everything's going to get blown to hell, and you're going to have to just get to it and put it back together. Why? Because that's what an adult does, and that's what you are. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.